never thought Talbot.
No, I assumed I would have, since we were, you know, we were, right, the last section.
You could see them all.
You could see them all.
Okay. Magler is still going on.
Yeah.
McInerney.
As far as I know.
Is it on your right or left, or you, but you just, you literally,
I don't know,
you're bringing up the rear.
Yeah, we were in the rear.
Yeah.
But I still, you know.
You could still see every plane there.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could see the number on Kelly's plane.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Well, it was that.
Yeah, okay. Alright.
But I mean, I still had power when I landed, which is, you know, by the time you get down.
Oh, you did, you still had power, your engine was still going, it wasn't a dead stick.
Oh, no, I made power on landing.
You know what Ray told me? Ray told me he landed with his wheels down. I could not believe that sucker when he told me that. Oh, he said I landed, put the wheels down and landed.
You had to have a little luck to, you know, to come out of a,
damn
a
right.
landing on that. There were fairly big swells. You land on the wrong side of a swell or
yeah,
whatnot.
You had
really,
plenty of water.
You can really bang.
Yeah.
I know Rulo, I tell you, I remember the big split on his nose.
And he did something to his hand, too.
Just when he landed.
Yeah.
And I always thought that maybe, I hoped, that's what happened to Mark, that he was killed on landing rather than tripping around out there.
No, there was no. Well, Talbot's very sure. Talbot's sure.
I don't know.
I would have known if he hadn't been there, but that's. Where was the life raft in those times?
It was right behind your headrest.
How did you get it out?
When you had to get out on the wind.
And pull it right out and it inflate itself?
No, yeah.
You had to pull another gadget in your head
to inflate it, you know. Excuse me for
sure. Let me talk a little bit more about the life raft and getting it out. The idea, when you landed, presumably was to stall in or as close as possible to it. Still be flying and stall in at the slowest possible speed, of course. Is that generally the idea?
And preferably on the back side of a swell.
Yeah, indeed. So, uh-huh. Did you see Jennings hit? Or were you involved with your own landing at that point?
I suppose I saw him out of the corner of my eye because I went right with him.
Oh, you did?
We
right together.
Well, maybe 100 feet apart.
Yeah.
I mean, I was supposed to fly together, but
yeah.
Probably within 100 feet apart is when we both got out and got our ass wiped. I don't recall we had any problem getting together.
Uh-huh. You just, was there a paddle? Did you have a paddle or not? You could paddle with your hands well enough.
Yeah, I don't know whether those rafts had a paddle.
Did they have
there? I went to TBS and I had another session of a raft with that. And they had, of course, a bigger raft.
Had
and
they had
paddles.
A sail thing, too, for a cover. You had some rations. Did you save your rations all right?
Yeah, of course, the rations we had in the F4S were, they were big improvements were made.
We
had a bottle of milk and milk tablets.
Straight out of the K-ration box.
A fire of pemmican. And,
yeah.
I don't know, it didn't taste good to me, but the water was. And the water wasn't in with your raft. The water was carried with you in your cocktail.
Did you have it belted on? Was it on a belt?
I don't remember whether it was on the belt or not. It wasn't in with a wrap. You know, Jennings didn't get his water.
Oh.
I had my water, but it was only half full.
Oh, God!
So that was the worst part of the whole ordeal, is the guy in a thirst, you know.
Yeah.
We shared that half a canteen.
I can't
By the end of the 4 days, you know, your mouth is all swollen up inside, and you couldn't, you know, measure it.
Yeah. I'm sure that it wasn't. Well, you know that Mitchell never got his out at all. He never even got his life wrapped out.
No.
Never did. He and Grillo and Dre shared two. You're right. And he said that he got in with Rula and Gray was the time damn big. That he filled up the whole thing.
Can't imagine. two of anybody in
there. God, they're the size of this table.
He just fits in the damn thing. He couldn't stretch out or
anything. Oh, yeah.
Well,
so you got then and... I suppose you saw planes come over from time to time and miss you and that sort of thing, or did you?
Not for the first plane we saw, was, I think on the third day, Army 24.
Oh, 17 or 24?
I think it was 24.
Yeah.
It could have been 17, I can't.
Yeah.
That's a little vague.
Yeah.
It was an Army plane, you know. And they didn't see us. They were low.
Uh-huh.
It was going on. And
did you have I suppose you had the mirror.
No, no mirrors.
You didn't even have a mirror?
No, we had these, all various pistols.
Oh, you did?
Like an old Dulon pistol. Mm-hmm. Shotgun shells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To shoot up a red thermal about 150 feet in the air or something.
That didn't do any good.
Did you, was there fishing gear in there?
No.
No fishing?
Fishing gear.
That was nature.
Yeah, the emergency paraphernalia and rations were very sparse in the first part of the war.
They sure must have been. Our stuff was much better than that.
So yeah, they made big improvements.
Yeah, very quickly. So then, were there any other planes after that, before you were picked up?
No.
The next thing that happened was that you were picked up?
The next plane was the
PBY. You came in and picked up. Let me ask you this. What do you think about the drift? Did you drift? Was your impression that you were drifting or blowing? I don't mean drifting. I don't mean that. I mean drifting through the water. Never mind the current. The effect of the wind.
On windy days, yeah. There was either 1 or 2 days that it was almost flat, blasting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
the
one
first
or two
day
days
was a little rough, and then I know the day we got picked up was quite rough. I don't know whether the days in between were what percentage were rough and blasting. I remember there were periods.
Yeah. Were there any storms?
No storms. No storms.
Were there any rain?
No rain.
No rain? Oh. You were ready to be picked up.
No, I am.
You were quite ready to be picked up, all right.
Yeah.
You sure were.
Especially you spend all that sugar.
Yeah.
Because you're all salty. Sugar all night, and in the daytime you're roasted.
Did you keep all of your clothes on? That sort of thing?
Yes.
The way you were?
Yeah, let's see.
How about shoes?
Yeah.
Kept them on. Kept everything on. Did you get badly sunburned?
It didn't particularly bother me, but I mean, I can take the sun. That didn't bother me. I know it bothered Johnny Talbot, because I remember seeing him in the dispensary that he was already there, mm-hmm. The dispensary at Midway when we came in. And he had been cooked, because he was prepared.
Yeah.
Didn't watch him.
I think you'd probably recognize him today, although he's put on a little bit more weight, you know. I guess his wife must have died. He showed up with a lady, a younger lady, that apparently is now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, your impression is that you were picked up on the same day, you think?
As Johnny?
Or a day later.
Might have been a day later.
See, Mitchell and Rulo and Gray were picked up the next day after. So that was the main.
I think we were picked up on the
main. You were picked up on the main.
I know Johnny was already in the dispensary when
you got back.
When we were, yeah. Got back from the dispensary.
Did you ever see Mitchell, Rulo, or Gray?
No, I don't know where they went.
Well, I'm not quite sure whether they were playing it back to Midway or whether it went all the way to Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, may have.
But you know,
as I recall, there's only three of us in the dispensary of Midway, or four, I think. Stover, Magder, Talbot, and myself.
Not Stover.
Not Stover.
No. Stover was there. Magda Talbot. No, you and Jennings.
Oh, and Jennings, sure.
Jennings, sure. Four. That's who it was. And you don't know when were Magda and McInerney there, or just Talbot when you got there?
I think they were also there. I wouldn't swear, but I think they were. The only reason I remember Johnny is because he was so badly sunburned.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I'll give you an example of funny kind of things. When I talked to Mitchell, he said, Rulo and Gray, he was flying along with Rulo and Gray, the last three. He said that Rulo and Gray went down. And he said, where the hell am I going? I'm not proving anything. So he's figured they better stay together. He circled around, came down there, and he didn't get it. He said that he didn't shoot off any ammunition or anything, so the plane was heavy and he got down like a shot.
Oh, yeah.
And he never even got his life raft out. He's got nothing now. He was swimming right now. All right, now that was, and they came over and got him, and that was that. I talked to, well, when, according to Lord and Morrison, Rulo said that he was the last one down. I talked to Gray, and Gray says, I don't have to tell you, that he's the last one. Now, what kind of crazy talk is that? You know, everybody can't be the last one down, and who the hell cares whether they're the last one down or not?
Yeah.
I mean, these are the kind of inconsistent things that seem strange.
Well, I don't know. I take anything Mitchell, Gray, or Rulo said with a grain of salt anyhow. I never cared too much for any of them.
Well, I think they were not as they were not on quite the same terms as you ensigns were.
No, I mean, we were all ensigns and we were reserves.
Yeah, that's right.
They were Naval Academy and whatnot. But that doesn't, I mean, there were senior officers, senior to us, in the academy, but we thought highly of
them. Oh, sure. I understand.
There was a lot of difference. Those particular three weren't too popular with us.
Yeah.
They looked down their nose at us.
Right. So that's right. I understand.
Some of the others.
But Stover, Stover's book is, you'll find Stover's book is very, he has a very nice thing to say about you.
All of us, Hanson got a lot of fun.
Yeah, apparently. And Kelly was, must have been quite popular.
Oh, yeah.
He was a nice guy. I really liked Kelly. He was a great lacrosse player. He was all there going. That's why we tear the foundation and picked up that. But I just want to tell you about that because it's a kind of nonsensical things that I have to put in the proper perspective somehow.
Yeah.
You know, in order to have. But I started to say, you know, I have I've gotten into the thing so much and studied it and thought about it to such an extent that I have had a sort of a feeling for the characters in the cast. And I have before I came here, I said to myself, you know, the one guy that's holding that's most like myself, I was saying to myself, is you, is Tom. And I hear, I never met you, didn't know anything, you know, but I had read, you know, and I got a feeling for all of these things. And I knew Kelly real well, it's a funny kind of a feeling that you have about personalities when you get to know it. Well, the reason that I was very much interested in the business of you're moving around so much is really this. Talbot said that he had a watch. And there's no question that he's mine. And the time when he did that dinner was his watch. And his watch stopped at 12:35. So he said he was in the water at 12:30. Watch took 5 more minutes to quit. And he kind of quit. It wasn't a waterproof watch. He said he ultimately took it off and threw it away, but he was sorry that he had it. But it was a source of irritation to him on the watch. But that raises quite a question, because it's supported 27 different ways from Sunday to time that you took off. You know, the time that you took off, again, at 10 o'clock, about quarter of 10, I can just see the last escort lifting off that carrier at quarter of 10. Your, that point of time,
Yeah.
He hit the water at 12:30. His story is unshakable on that point. That meant that those planes on the crew hour and a half to 2 hours and 45 minutes. 3 hours at the very outside. Very outside. Now that plan, all of us have a longer flight faster than that. Straight and level flying, normal situation, they should have gone for 3.5 hours anyhow. I would think so. Is there any explanation that you could think of for that?
Well, we probably used up quite a lot of fuel getting up to the altitude we were cooling around at.
Yeah. But on the other hand, you should have saved a little after you were there.
Yeah.
Except for all this jockeying around there.
Yeah. We'll do a lot of that.
Did you ever have the impression that you were falling too far back of the SPDs and that you wanted to speed up a little to catch up with them? Or,
well,
there wasn't any problem. About how long do you have any impression, or can you think of any impression that you might have had? How long did it take you before you saw Walden?
You mean initially after takeoff?
Yep.
Oh, gee, I don't know. I don't know.
Now think in terms of, in retrospect now, you only had a chance to see for an hour and 20 minutes. That's all you had. It had to be within less than that time. It had to be within, was it a half an hour?
I wouldn't dispute that. It seems like it was longer than we were sure.
Oh, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. But there's no time, there's no way right now outside of Cobbett's story on the watch that the time going in could be set. I'll tell you that. Here is where Rulo, Gray, and Mitchell were picked up.
That's a hell of
a long way. The Jap fleet, you said you saw the Jap fleet a little while before you went there. The Jap fleet was over here.
Well, 100 miles away. Well, I didn't say I saw the Jap fleets. I saw ships, wakes.
Okay. And you know what ship wakes? You know what ship wakes they're coming down as, don't you?
Yeah, if this location is correct, I would think it would be more likely I saw the ships wakes than these.
Mr. Tolman, you are. That's how it's coming down. You were back and didn't know it.
We couldn't have drifted, way down like that. Even with the wind, it maintained sure. No, the wind would be going.
That's right.
You're right.
The wind would be going. That's right.
Be going,
that's right.
So, northeast. That's right. I remember. Now I remember talking to Jennings. I said, I wonder how many days it'll take us to drift to Japan. Because that's the direction we were blowing.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Japan was up in this direction somewhere.
There's one bit of data that I haven't got yet, and I'm getting it. You know, this whole area is very careful and has been for years, many, many years. Very complete data. 2 points. Wind, currents, and charts. Set up very accurate, very good. So I'm going to crank all of that in with respect to your volume. But the wind was, you landed in this direction, and you were drifting that way.
No, we had to land in this direction.
No, if the wind was coming
that's right,
here,
that's right. We had
you
to
would
land
landed this way. You landed this way. But you were drifting back that way,
right?
Right?
Yeah.
is that correct?
Yep. Yep.
In other words, you landed southeast. The wind was out of the south, east, so to speak. And you asked James how long you thought it would take to drift in your
face. None of that, no.
Because you would have been drifting to the north and to the west again. And shall we say, 10, 12 knots. Something like that.
Yeah.
That's what Tom figured it was.
Sure. It seems a little high, but at least it breathes.
Well, when you took off, it was only 4. So, that's right. There's no question about that. It was about 100 or anything.
It wasn't rough taking off.
Yeah.
There may have been swell, but it wasn't rough.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We weren't pitching.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, it begins to come down. Time-wise, okay, the frame references is that they were off to the north of you, and what you saw was in our ships. There's no way that you could have seen well enough to have been on.
No.
In truth, what these ships did was to turn around, go this way, go north, come back down south, and then go west. Because the next day, of course, they were back over here. And sending out, and they went on and hit the two jet cruisers and so on and so on. What happened here was this. At 11 o'clock, that's 1 o'clock. At 1 o'clock, all of the the scout bombers and one three-plane section, or three-plane group bombing section, three-plane bombing, were here. That's pretty well documented. I'll tell you why. Documented two ways. The Hornet's log says they were picked up on radar at this time, at that distance, at that right there, this direction, at that distance. 13 minutes later, they were sighted, and the time is 120 knots worth of flying. Okay, so this again bears out about 120 knots. True air speed, 120 knots. And they came right on in and landed. And at 12 o'clock here, which would have been 2 o'clock, they were all back on board. And the ship was right there.
Mm-hmm.
When you went into water, the ship was not, not far away. You could have seen, theoretically, from 20,000 feet, seen them easily. Now, I'll tell you something else. Gray, I think he's having a little trouble.